Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl, and on today's program, we will have a special guest interview with Dr. Patricia Bragg. Patricia Bragg is a pioneer in the health food industry, famous for her Bragg Live Food Products Company. And Dr. Bragg is a health educator, author of many self-health books, and is nutritionist to the Hollywood stars. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting your health and longevity.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Okay, here's an interesting study about purple fruits and how they may have a positive effect on your health. A University of Manchester report published in Archives of Toxicology shows a relationship between poorly bound iron and toxins that cause a variety of degenerative diseases, including Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and multiple sclerosis. Now, this researchers at this university have discovered that one way to protect against poorly bound iron in the body is to increase nutrients known as iron chelators. And these chelators are easy to get. Just consume brightly colored fruits and vegetables. Now, purple fruits such as blueberries are especially effective sources of chelators, according to Doug Kell, who oversaw the research. His study is the first of its kind to show a link between the presence of poorly bound iron and so many different diseases. Here's an interesting study that say vegetarians are happier. A study reported in the recent issue of Nutrition Journal found that vegetarians are happier than meat eaters. Researchers compared the moods of vegetarian and non-vegetarian Seventh-day Adventists. Members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church live relatively consistent lifestyles and are therefore good subjects for being in research studies, as external influences can easily be measured. Now, scientists were surprised with some of the results, especially considering the fact that vegetarians had low levels of omega-3 fatty acids called EPA and DHA, which are normally considered mood boosters. Now, the report states, while dietary intake of EPA and DHA has an important role in brain function, we found no evidence that the absence of direct intake of these fatty acids in vegetarians adversely affects mood state. Now, these results challenge what is known about the link between dietary fats and brain function and suggest an unrecognized benefit of the vegetarian diets. Now, lead researcher Bonnie Beeshold suggests that the vegetarian Seventh-day Adventists may be benefiting from their ultra-healthy diet, which includes many vegetables and fruits, along with healthy oils and nuts that are rich in omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid. Now, here's an interesting study talking about an age-old home remedy, and that's apple cider vinegar. This study appeared in Diabetes Care, which is the official journal of the American Diabetes Association. And the title of the study is Vinegar Improves Insulin Sensitivity to High Carbohydrate Meals in Subjects with Insulin Resistance or Type 2 Diabetes. And the essence of the study, which was conducted by Carol Johnson and her colleagues at the Department of Nutrition at Arizona State University, found that by having apple cider vinegar, about 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar mixed in water or with a meal or just prior to the meal, actually lowered the glycemic index of that meal. And the study showed that apple cider vinegar was effective in controlling blood sugar levels and insulin levels with diabetics. So this is very promising research to show that apple cider vinegar can play a role in controlling insulin and blood sugar levels of the meals when diabetics include it in their diet. Now, the scientists believe that actually apple cider vinegar contains organic acids such as acetic and malic acid, which may inhibit the enzymes that convert starch into sugar. Now, in a little bit, we'll be having Dr. Patricia Bragg as our guest for today on the program. And, of course, she is known for her famous Bragg apple cider vinegar that's sold internationally. Well, that's the news and research update for today. We'll be back with more after this quick break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
Our question today is, I just learned about the incredible benefits of coconut oil, which is supported by scientific studies. May I kindly have your comments regarding this type of oil? Well, you know, I don't really recommend using coconut oil as part of a healthy diet. I know that there's a lot of claims out there. It's very popular, sold in the health food stores. However, I really disagree about using coconut oil. In fact, coconut oil is a highly saturated tropical oil, and as a result, like other saturated fats, it can actually raise blood cholesterol levels, which leads to an increased risk of developing heart disease. Now, one study points out that the main source of fat in the diet of the population of Sri Lanka is coconut oil, and coronary heart disease is a leading cause of death among Sri Lankans. And some researchers attribute this to the high consumption of saturated fat. Researchers at the University of Peradeniya and the Institute of Fundamental Studies in Sri Lanka and the University of Chicago investigated the effects of replacing coconut oil with corn oil on changes in human blood fats and cholesterol, as well as the platelet factors. Now, this study confirmed that coconut oil has special atherogenic effects over polyunsaturated fats like corn oil. In other words, coconut oil promotes atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries. So if you want to use any oil, I would recommend in moderation using organic extra virgin olive oil as a healthier choice. We'll be back after this quick break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today is Dr. Patricia Bragg. Patricia is an international health crusader and health author. She is the daughter of Dr. Paul C. Bragg, who is the originator of health stores and the health movement in America. And today, Patricia carries on her father's Bragg Live Food Products Company. And today, Bragg natural and organic food products are sold in health food stores and health sections of grocery stores worldwide. She is an author of several self-health books and is known as the health advisor and nutritionist to the Hollywood stars, athletes, and leaders in the business world. And I have to tell you that Patricia is a very special friend and colleague of mine for many, many years. In fact, we're actually, to tell you the truth, we're like family together. And I'm really honored today to be able to serve as Patricia's director of the Bragg Health Institute, which is her nonprofit organization, and also I serve as director of health science for Bragg Live Food Products. And today we are talking with Patricia from her home in Hawaii. And aloha, Patricia.
Oh, aloha, Dr. John. It's so nice talking with you and all of your friends throughout the world. I love Hawaii. My godmother was Mrs. Duke Kahanamoku.
Really?
My father met the Duke in the 1920 Olympics, and Duke invited him to come to Hawaii, and the rest is history. My father fell in love with Hawaii. You can swim the year round, the tropics and the papayas and mangoes and all the tropical fruits, and it's wonderful.
Well, I wish I was there today, and I know your dad actually started a exercise class over there. Tell us about that.
Yes, the class is at Fort DeRussy Beach, right next to the beautiful, beautiful Royal Hawaiian Hotel. It's 9 to 10:30, 6 days a week, at the famous Fort DeRussy lawn right at Waikiki Beach, and it's all free. It's over 40 years, John. There's four things that are free: the air at Waikiki Beach, the sand, the water, and the Bragg exercise class for over 40 years, 6 days a week, every day.
And it's a great group of people. I've exercised with them before myself.
Yes, John. We have people come from all over the world, and some people have been coming for 40 years. They come 2 and 3 months out of the year when it's really cold up in Canada or New York or Chicago, and they come and enjoy it. They get a condo or an apartment, and they come to our class 6 days a week.
Well, Patricia, tell us about your father, because your father, Paul C. Bragg, a legend in the health movement, he actually started the health movement in America and actually started the first modern health food store. Tell us about that.
Well, my dad had tuberculosis in the early days. There was a lot of TB. And my father was saved a very wealthy man from drowning in Virginia at the ocean. And he gave my father a scholarship to go to a very famous military school. Well, the military school, Dad was there for 2 years. And a lot of the boys came down with tuberculosis, and my father was one of them. And his family had moved him to one sanitarium after another. He was in his third sanitarium, got skinnier and skinnier. In the old days, they believed in bed rest, no exercise, and of course, in the old days, the schools and things like that, they gave white bread and all the wrong foods. So my dad got skinnier and skinnier, no exercise, got so weak that the third sanitarium was supposed to be the magical one that he'd get well, but he didn't. A little nurse was there from Switzerland, exchange nurse. And my dad broke down crying one day. He says, "I don't want to die. Oh, look at me. I'm so weak and I'm so skinny. Can't hardly walk." And the little nurse, Maria, said, "Why, Paul, in Switzerland, you'd get well. They'd put you out in the sun. They'd give you fruits and vegetables and massage and water therapy. Dr. Kneipp would take an old fire hose and go up and down their chest, up and down their back, get the circulation going." Well, my father said, "I want to go to Switzerland." And Nurse Maria wrote to Mother Bragg, and 5 days later, little Paul Bragg, sickly, was on the way to Switzerland with Nurse Maria and Mother Bragg. And he made a pact with God, Dr. John, on the boat. "If I get my health back, dear Lord, your way and the nature's way, I'll spend the rest of my life being a health crusader."
Great.
And little Paul Bragg did just that. And he originated and named the first health food store. He went all over America getting people to open health food stores, and he put them in business in 24 hours, all on a handshake. He had to have some little retail operation, and he put the Bragg Health Foods. He had to start the first health foods because there weren't any. What do you think of that?
That's right.
Only a few people were selling honey at a roadside stand. He put out, with Bragg, bee-ripened honey. He put out the first herbal teas and had to get those health food stores open so they could sell the people the natural, healthy foods. And he went all over America 10 months out of every year, and then all over the world. And that's how the health movement grew.
Well, now you and your father have been, over the years, nutritionists and health advisors to many of the Hollywood stars, as well as famous athletes and also leaders in the business world. Tell us about some of the people that you and your father actually helped.
Well, my dear, my father started Gloria Swanson. She was the young prima donna of the early Hollywood. And believe it or not, Hollywood started in a barn. And the girls would stay up all night. And so the head of the studio asked, he said, "Paul, will you come down and tell these young girls they got to get their sleep at night?" And Dad came down and talked to the girls in that big barn of a studio, early Hollywood in the 20s. And guess what? After he gave the talk, he said, "Are there any questions?" And there was only one beautiful little girl that put her hand up, 18-year-old Gloria Swanson. And I was with Gloria on her 80th birthday that Merv Griffin gave her birthday party in Chicago. And she said, "I'll never forget Paul Bragg. I followed his teachings all these years. Exercise. You are what you eat and drink, breathe, think, say, and do. And I've lived a healthy life, and I thank Paul Bragg." What do you think of
that's
that?
That's great.
And then we had Bob Cummings,
right.
My Little Margie TV show.
Oh, yes.
And he was the toast to Broadway. He was 18 years old, too, and he sang "A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody."
Mm-hmm.
And his mother came to my father's lecture right off of Times Square there in the big Diplomat ballroom and said, "Oh, Professor Bragg, my son thinks he's going to be young forever. He stays up all night, and he's not paying any attention to what he eats or anything. But if I get him to come, he's only dark one night. If I get him on his night off, just Dad said, send a note back and say Bob is here." And by golly, the note came back a couple of days later and said, "Bob is here." And Dad geared it to young people. "Oh, you young people think you're going to be young forever. You wait and see. You could be filled with aches and pains. You have to realize what you eat and drink walks and talks tomorrow and becomes you." And Bob Cummings came back after the lecture. He said, "Professor Bragg, I want to be a health crusader like you." And Bob Cummings became health-minded, and he was a leader among the Hollywood stars for years.
Yes, he was.
The most health-minded one. And
yep.
Then we had Eddie Albert. He had the wonderful show. And then we had Ellie Mae, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
Oh, she said, "I weighed over 250 pounds, and I was a Southern actress. And boy, those Braggs, they really gave me a makeover. Boy, they got me healthy."
Right.
"And you know what?" She said, "I used to like my meat 3 times a day, and now I became a vegetarian."
Really?
And guess what? She, at when she was 38, she asked Dad, she said, "Do you think I could go out and try for that part playing an 18-year-old? Because I have a Southern accent." Dad said, "Go for it, go for it. Your age is no one's business." And when she was 38, she got the part of playing Ellie Mae of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Great. And I understand Clint Eastwood, also you worked with him.
Yes, and Clint Eastwood's been following us for over 50 years. 50 years. And he used to, in fact, he was at our home the last night Rawhide showed on TV. We had a home in the Hollywood Hills, and I gave a dinner party for Clint. And we all watched his last show, and he was wonderful. And Clint, I'm very proud of Clint. He lifts his weights, he exercises, and he's a vegan now.
Now, also, let's talk about some of those business leaders in the world that
you
and your dad had a big effect on.
Yeah, well, no, let me tell you about Cloris Leachman.
Okay.
In her 80s, she was with Dancing with the Stars. She had asthma so bad, she read our book, Miracle of Fasting. You see, fasting is given to us by the Lord. And fasting, even babies, if they don't feel good, they'll spit it out. And animals, when they don't feel good, won't eat. And see, humans, unfortunately, overeat. They overfuel their body.
Sure.
And she read our book, Miracle Fasting, when she had asthma so bad she couldn't sing. She was going to give up acting. And in 1 month, on the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle regime and diet, she got rid of her asthma.
Great.
And then we had Jane Russell, who just joined the Lord at 90 years young.
Right.
And she was singing up until a couple of months before. We had Jack LaLanne, who was a puny, sickly little boy. and he'd been out of school over a year. He had to wear a back brace to sit up. He'd just fall over.
Mm-hmm.
He had pimples and boils and carbuncles and blinding headaches. And he attended my father's lecture in Oakland, California, and he didn't want to go. He told him, I won't go. No doctors help me. I won't go. And the neighbor lady came over, and she said, we're taking you and your mother tonight to that Bragg Health Crusade. And by golly, Jack bumped all the way in. There was no room in the front of the truck for him. They wrapped him in blankets. We got into the hall. There was no room. And the fire captain said, you'll have to leave. There's no room. And my father saw the commotion. There were 3,000 people in the audience in Oakland, California at the E-Bell Club. And guess what? Dad said, bring them up on the stage. There's some chairs in my dressing room. And that was the start of Jack LaLanne being on the stage.
And he always told about how your dad changed his life. He would not have gotten into the health and fitness field if it wasn't for your father.
That's right.
And, of course, you and I had the opportunity. Of course, it was a sad occasion, but it was really a celebration of his life attending his memorial service.
That is exactly right. And he was wonderful. He loved the Lord. He loved the Lord.
Well, I just want to mention, there's others that you, and we're going to go on and talk about some other things, but J.C. Penney, another person that your dad worked with and inspired.
Oh, yes, J.C. Penney. Oh, such a humble, wonderful man. And Conrad Hilton.
Right.
And Conrad Hilton, he was dying at 80 in the hospital, and his daughter-in-law, Trish, called us and said, oh, Conrad wants to know if you'd come to see him. And see, we'd never met him before, but we knew that he was the one that got the Bibles and all the Hilton hotels.
Right.
And he loved the Lord. And so Dad said, well, what's wrong? And they said, well, we haven't told him, but he only has 5 days to live, they say. And he's hardly talking and hardly moving. And so where is he? Dad said, we'd just gotten back from an 8-month lecture tour. And boy, the Lord timed it good. We got there in 20 minutes. Dad leaned down. Conrad, it's Paul Bragg. Oh, I want to be like you. Do you want to live? Yes, I want to live. Dad said, let's get busy then. And in his IV, we gave him total care, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and trace minerals, not sugar water like they usually give. And we gave him oxygen to the nose, oxygen, the invisible source of life. It's so important, but when you're so weak, you can hardly breathe. And we gave him physiotherapy 3 times a day, hands-on, circulation, the key to good health. And guess where we had him in 4 days? Dr. John, out of the hospital.
Great.
And that was at 80, and 88, he even remarried. The Lord said, the choice of mate is mighty important. And he chose wonderful Frances, who had known for years, as his last wife on earth.
Yeah.
And they were a wonderful pair.
Now, Patricia, your father coined the word. Now, this program is called Health and Longevity, and we're interested in living a long, healthy life. And your father coined the word life extension, and was actually known as a life extension specialist. How did that come about?
Well, my dear, because you see, when at the Bragg Crusades that we went on 8 to 10 months out of every year from the 20th on, guess what? Dad would say, let's be living a long, long life, longevity, life extension. And so Dirk Pearson named that magazine and started the Life Extension magazine.
Right.
He got that from Dad, and he thanked Dad. Well, but see, what we do with the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle, 3 John 2, where the Lord says, dear friend, may your years be numbered 120. And so Dad says, this is what Jesus wants for us, life extension.
Yeah.
And that's why my father coined himself in that life extension specialist.
Yeah, that Bible verse is actually Genesis, you mean?
Genesis 6:3.
Right.
Yeah,
3 John 2, but that's your mission.
3 John 2 is our crusade.
Yeah,
let me tell them that.
Yes.
3 John 2, the Lord said, oh, may you prosper in good health as well as your soul to prosper. You see, the Lord wants each one of us to be a good steward. In Genesis 6:3 is where he said, may your years be numbered 120.
Now, Patricia, in the remaining few minutes, I want you to tell us a little bit about the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle for Health and Longevity. And you created the lifestyle in one simple sentence. Tell us what that is.
Well, you are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you say, and what you do. You have 640 muscles. You don't use them, you lose them. You are what you eat and drink, what you eat and drink, walks and talks tomorrow. Words are living, so put it before the test. Is it good? Is it kind? Is it necessary before you speak? Oh, you know, God gave you a beautiful brain, your computer, and I want you to use it wisely. And so what you put in it, garbage in, garbage out. I want you to walk with the Lord and listen to his teachings.
Let's talk real quickly about you are what you eat. What are the best foods for health and longevity?
Oh, I am a vegetarian. I love it. I love it, live it, and preach it. And see, the animals nowadays are mass-fed, mass-drugged, and you want to go organic. My father started Rodale in organic gardening when he was a young inventor, and he brought him out to California and showed him all about organic gardening. You go organic, don't panic. I want you to realize you are what you eat and what you drink. And I've never had one cup of coffee. My dad started herbal teas in America. Before that, the Indians and some of the native people had the herbal teas. They'd dry their mint and their chamomile and all and make their teas. But Dad put out the first herbal teas in America.
Well, Patricia, you know, our time is already up, and we're going to have you come on again sometime.
Oh, I would love that. They could go to Bragg.com and visit me or on YouTube.com, Patricia Bragg. And God bless all of you listening, my radio friends. And Dr. John, thank you for having me on. Blessings.
Thank you so much, Patricia. And that was Dr. Patricia Bragg as our special guest for today's segment. And we'll be back with the final word right after this short break.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
This is Dr. John Westerdahl, and that's all for this week. Until our next broadcast, we wish you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.